My question is about sanya. Every moment when urchitta arises, sanya marks so that people can remember. So my question is about what yesterday we talked about. We always forget the things that recently happened, or some maybe a long time ago, or even recently happened, we forget it. Also, Achan explained about the remember of the name of the person. If the chanting remind of the name of the person, and if that person reborn in the realm of heaven or Vedas, they can remember their name. So my question is, how sanya operates? That sometimes it is forgotten, and you know, another time people can remember. And why only in the realm of Petas and heaven can people remember their former names? Yeah. Explain more about this.
Many good questions. Always asks good questions. So sanya is memory which arises at every moment. So at every moment in life, it marks the object which is experienced to be remembered. But how much can be remembered at any moment? And it depends also on what is thought about. So because of sanya having marked and remembered objects, that can be thinking about, like, I remember your name is Ha, but some other names I will forget about because not enough conditions for thinking to think about the name correctly, even though when I heard it, sanya has marked and remembered it at each moment. So it just depends on many conditions, what thinking will think about at each moment, what there is attending to at each moment. Like you say, even a moment ago, what was seen or what was heard just a few moments ago, forgotten already. What was eaten for lunch, we have to stop and think about it. So it just depends. Thinking can't think about everything. There can't be remembering about everything. As to why and when those in the heavenly realm or in the Peta realm, the ghost realm, why they can remember last life, because of spontaneous birth, I think is the reason, because they're spontaneously born. And so it's very, very recently they can remember what occurred just a little while ago, or they may be able to hear the sounds just by conditions. But beings in other realms, like animal realm, for example, no such conditions. Or in human realm, for most of us, we can't remember anything about last life, no recollection of who our family were before. And next life, if it's another birth in a human realm, all our friends and family from this life completely forgotten. So it just depends on what there are conditions to think about, that's all.
So do we know the conditions that condition sanya to that people can remember things, or it is still unknown? We cannot know.
Say it's because of the accumulation, like why does one person remember the kinds of food they ate for lunch, but another person maybe remember the topics of conversation, or another person may remember the kind of flowers they saw. So it just depends on the accumulations, what there is thinking about. Just like we were talking about this morning about remembering the objects of understanding, and the understanding accumulating again and again to understand particular objects. It's the same with thinking. So it depends on the thinking that has been accumulated, what it's going to attend to, what there's going to be attending to, what there's going to be thinking about at any moment. Like now, hearing, we're all hearing sound, but everyone has their own thinking according to their own accumulations.
I once read something along the line about how sati and panya support or assist sanya to marks and remembers. Do you know anything about that in the commentary?
Then it would be talking particularly about wholesome sanya that arises with sati and panya, because when they arise together, they all condition each other. So the sati, the panya, the sanya, the vitaka, all the chetasikas which arise together would condition each other. And sometimes it talks about memory as a condition for sati, tira sanya. So again, we're talking about wise remembering, conditioning sati. So they condition each other when they arise together.
Yesterday you also talked about the anantara pachaya. Anantara pachaya. Is it...
Because we are talking about sanya, could I follow up sanya? So we don't... Could I follow up sanya and follow both your question? Sorry. I was going to ask... So when we're in a story and suddenly there is a thinking of, recalling of, there is no one at all. There's no person, there's no things. So for sanya, does that particular sentence one represent one object to be marked? Or it actually takes several chittas? Maybe that's not that critical. But when thinking of that, because we say sanya mark, but sometimes sanya also remember, right? Because if I am in a story and then suddenly I think of someone, that is a concept. Because it could not be the result, any pachaya. Every moment there are pachayas, but that cannot be the result of the pachaya. So how can I think of someone? It's sanya bring up the someone, right?
Usually we think about story, changing from story of our friends into story of realities, like now and yours. Yes. But if we would like to understand reality as not self and learn more, just to know that it's not I who remember, that's the point.
Right.
Otherwise it brings more doubt about this story or that matter and so on, which is the idea of self. That's why when one realizes that the word of the Buddha is so very, very subtle, it is not just read and understand instantly, suddenly, and know all about it, but it needs more thinking, considering, in order just to understand a reality. For example now, what is sanya, or what is object of sanya? Is there sanya? Just now, we talk about other sanyas, but what about this moment sanya? Without sanya, can vitaka think?
No.
See, so vitaka is not sanya.
No.
But because of sanya, which has been accumulated, no
right.
matter, not even this life, many, many life ago, but it depends on vitaka to think about what. For example, while listening, you may think about other things. Would you like to have thinking of that arise while listening to Dhamma? But it's there by conditions.
Right.
And because of sanya, remembers, and suddenly sati has conditions to think about that.
Mm.
Who knows when will happen? But any moment citta arises, there must be sanya. Now, who knows? There is sanya. So instead of talking about the story of sanya, one knows that sanya arises with each moment.
Mm-hmm.
And the other jetasika think about it, about this or that, because of sanya still remember. Or you can say marks or whatever. But now it's the moment when one knows what is what. That is because of sanya.
Mm-hmm.
And when you said, oh, there's suddenly the idea in the middle of thinking of something else, oh, really, there's no one at all. And you said, is it the object of one thinking or something like that? But now, when we're speaking, how many mind or processes, even when I just say one sentence, there's no one here, countless mind or processes. So one can't say it's the object of one citta or one mind or process at all, because countless mind or processes, even now, just when I utter a short sentence.
At moment of seeing what sanya remembers, Oma?
Sanya marks the object.
What object at moment of seeing?
It is a visible object.
Right.
And sanya marks the shape, the yes. color.
And what about hearing just a moment ago?
Sound.
Sanya marks the sound.
Marks the sound. Yeah.
Already? But at this moment of seeing, it's not the sanya which marks the sound.
Yes.
So you think you forget. Because at that moment, sanya is marking the object, which is that very moment, not that which has gone. So whatever comes to life, it's to be forgotten. Because sanya marks just only that one which arises, because it arises with each moment of citta. Forget anything now? At moment of seeing, forget about just a moment ago.
So in the text it is said that the way sanya marks, they use the simile of the carpenter, right? With marks to be remembered. So, like, by marking, there is also remembering.
If we are not carpenter, just jot down, see, like carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
Another interpretation of that simile is, and I think it says, that the woodsman or carpenter marks the log so that it can be recognized later. So he can come back and say, ah, yes, there's one of my logs. So I think that the function of sanya is more to do with marking than what we think of as remembering. And what we think of as remembering requires some thinking, during which time sanya also performs its function.
So each citta will condition the next citta to arise. Then sanya goes with it. What I mean is that if sanya has marked something, for example, just mark the sound now, sometimes later maybe we can recall, we can remember that. Maybe it is forgotten immediately, but you know, for further later, it can be remembered again because it is already marked. Or it is forgotten and completely gone.
At moment of forgetting, is there no sanya of that very citta?
Isn't sanya arises with every citta? No? Yes, right? So if so, what I think is that it marks, and when it is forgotten, it is another sanya, still marking something else. It is not the marking, the thing that we want to remember, but sometimes later, maybe it is recalled and we can remember that. And it is also by condition, and we don't know. Is that the correct understanding?
Please think of that. You haven't experienced at all. Because sanya cannot arise, because citta does not arise. So, since it's not experience, how can sanya mark it?
It's always helpful to be reminded that sanya is what is the function of a reality in each moment. Because when we talk about remembering, we think about the conventional ideas of remembering, right?
Just because sanya has performed its function and marked every object, it doesn't mean that when we want to recall something, we can recall it, because we recall things in concept. in conceptual terms. So it requires a combination of things for that to happen. Like a name, you know, is a concept.
All my conditions.
You're forgetting? Is there Sanya at that moment?
Forgetting is also a function of Sanya. It marks, and when it marks and something else, then it means that we forget the thing, but it really marks something else.
What you mean by forgetting means you can't recall what you want to.
Yeah.
So
conventionally.
Yes. We call it forgetting, but in fact it's the inability to recall what was marked by Sanya.
So it means
that moment of marking doesn't get lost, it's accumulated. So it's never lost, but we can't always recall what we want to. Of course, conditions are not there for it, so maybe ignorance plays a part or something like that. Who knows?
When I speak to my mother every day on the phone, because she's quite poorly, almost everything is forgotten. Like even when I'm speaking to her, what I said a moment ago gets forgotten immediately. Or she has no idea what happened yesterday. She can't remember any holiday she ever had. But there's still marking at each moment, just no conditions to think about what usually people would think about, what we would usually think about. Like usually we can still remember the conversation a few moments ago or what we ate for lunch. But it just depends on thinking, whether thinking thinks about what was marked at those moments. And at the end of this life, everything is forgotten, but there's still marking at each moment and remembering at each moment, just conditions not to think about the same things that we would think about now. That's all. So it's quite different from conventional ideas of remembering.
I was wondering, we say Sanya mark, even I wonder how complicated, like you were saying, there is no one. If this whole ten sense can be one single concept to be marked.
At the moment you thought that you forgot. At that very moment of thinking so, is there Sanya?
Yeah.
Sanya always arises with its citta, no matter you think about something you forget. That you cannot think about it because of you forgetting it.
So the short answer is, however many jitters were involved, mm-hmm. it takes that many moments of sanya.
But
sanya arises with each jitter.
But in one jhavana process, if it's a wise consideration, it let's say it's anatta sanya. But the object can not, has to be have some meaning, right? Like there is no one, or it has to be reality.
The meaning
at that
time. Is different from the words, the conceptual words, as we discussed this morning.
So your answer is nope.
Well, I'm not clear what the question is.
The question is, we say Sanya mark everything, so one object can. Can one object be, there is no self?
Excuse me, we do not mean that one should know about. We said this, but at each moment, citta has sanya cittasika arising with it.
Yes.
So say it again, please.
Each moment.
This moment, see, yeah. Is there sanya?
Yes.
Each moment of citta,
mm-hmm.
there must be sanya.
Right. But, for example, my father passed away, and then sometimes...
This is the story of realities. And sanya arises with citta each moment.
Yeah.
No matter you talk about a father,
right.
See, just that, how many cittas are there? how many processes are there? There must be sanya with each moment.
Okay.
So when you talk about anatta sanya, right? You just mentioned about anatta sanya. The understanding.
But that must be the satipatthana level already in terms of.
And although that is the understanding, the function of panya, and sanya still performs its function as usual, but because it arises with panya. So there is, they call that anatta sanya, but it's still.
I mean, at that time, the object is reality, so. But I was wondering about the object it being the concept.
The understanding is one thing, in the concept of anattaness, the concept is another. You gave an example at the beginning of, I think everything is not self, or something like that.
There is no self.
There is no self. If there's thinking like that, there may or may not be any understanding.
Right.
But that is just the concept, the words conceptualized. But the actual understanding is different. Not necessarily. So in terms of the question, if you're asking about sanya arising at the moment when concept is object of citta, then it's however many jittas are needed to think of the concept.
Right, okay. Now one citta, right, that's your answer. No, now one citta.
Sanya remembers my fa. Right.
Okay, so that's okay. A countless mind of process.
Conventionally, we think that what's important, or we think it's very important to have good memory, but actually, what's important is to have the habit of understanding with sanya supporting it, regardless of whether the names are remembered or the terms, or because the understanding and the sanya that is marking might conventionally be called bad memory. Like if you ask a Jan how many sisters she has, she'll say, I can't remember. So what the point is that kusala sanya arising with kusala citta or understanding has nothing whatsoever to do with our conventional ideas of memory.
Altogether six, including me. So how many sisters?
Getting back to Ha's point about forgetting and Sarah's mother, well, other times she's quite lucid and can remember everything. So just because she couldn't remember on one occasion, it's not lost. It's just not been able to recall.
It doesn't mean if it is the one who has studied Dhamma that understanding cannot arise. It can, even at those times, even of those times of not being able to recall anything at all about lunch or yesterday or not recognizing any of one's friends. There can still be understanding of reality with right sanya, those moments.
Thinking of confidence on anatthaness. One might think, why not? See, but anatta, all dhammas, it depends.
Never know about the next moment, what will be recalled or remembered. No idea at all.
Tomorrow I might say six, or tomorrow I might count again. Anatthaness.
Been a Jan for 40 years and she's still trying to count her sisters. Just different accumulations. Depends on what it's thinking about.
Tomorrow, six. The day after tomorrow, six.
So, can we continue with Vasana? You know that it might refer just to the arahata, but the vasana is, I'm wondering, because yesterday I read the Ajahn's book, and it is there is a story about the vasana of the arahata that only the Buddha can just eradicate all the previous habits or things. But the arahata, although they have accumulated a lot of kusala, and they have attained the arahata, but still vasana, still, appears in their daily life, like the habits. So what I'm wondering is that if normally an arahata has a lot of attain a lot of parami, or we may say that it is a lot of kusala citta, and that bring them to the level of the arahata. So why is it that the vasana is still not eradicated? And
the vasana are not akusala, they're just like the habits or mannerisms that have been accumulated, like when Sun listens to Dharma, he listens like this, and someone else like this. So these are just habits or mannerisms that have been accumulated. So no matter there's a little wisdom or a lot of wisdom, or they become arahats, still there are those tendencies. Like I move my hands around, but Ajahn keeps her still. It's not accounting. Yes, so these are just different mannerisms. But in the Buddha's case, it's like a clean slate. Those mannerisms from the past all eliminated because he's the Sammasambuddha.
Rupa or Nama?
These mannerisms we're talking about are reflections of citta, aren't they? The body moves in a certain way, conditioned by citta.
They are actually rupa, conditioned by citta.
I wouldn't say that vasana are rupa conditioned by citta. They are a reference to particular bodily actions conditioned by citta.
The moving of the fingers or sitting in a certain way, these are mannerisms probably conditioned by cheetahs with loba, but in the case of the arahat, no loba, but still those habits are so ingrained, like the tone of the voice, for example, or the way we walk. It's such an ingrained habit, so that even when the loba and ignorance have been completely accumulated, there's still that habit of walking quickly or slowly, or speaking gruffly or sweetly. And this is why one can't tell by the outer appearance what the kind of citta is. Anything more to add?
Hence are citta cittasikas, an accumulation.
Yeah.
Can the rupa accumulate?
Rupa just appears as the object for citta to experience. So I think citta accumulates, and rupas can accumulate it by the movement and habits. Is that? My answer is yes, because
rupa cannot experience anything.
Can it be accumulated?
Because it cannot experience anything.
Cheetahs accumulate, the way of thinking accumulates, that conditions those kinds of rupas.
There was the example of the arahat who addressed people in a rather patronizing manner. Whether he actually did that or just thought about it, there was still the tendency to think in that way. And sometimes it conditioned speech, and other times it wouldn't. But the accumulation was there.
moha.
I know that it's nothing to do with one's intelligence, yeah, or so-called IQ, yeah. Okay, even the very bright people may have lots of moha, yeah. I'd like to know the abhidhammic characteristic or lakkhana of moha. What is the lakkhana of moha? I know that there are two cittas, and they are accompanied by doubt and restlessness, yeah? But other than not mentioning these two cittasikas, yeah? Is there a way to characterize moha or not?
We doubt about the characteristic of moha.
Do not see or experience the characteristic of moha.
Not just moha. Oh. Other reality too.
Yeah. Well, moha is so, for instance, loba, okay, dosa, okay, but moha is so difficult to see as it is.
At moment of not understanding the words of the Buddha.
That is very conventional way of describing moha.
No, but it just cannot understand.
Yeah.
For example, seeing right now is not self.
Mm.
It's just that which arises and see, that's all.
Mm.
Has anyone experienced that? Only learning to understand little by little, the way to have less and less attachment to the idea of self.
Yeah.
So at this moment, there is no understanding of whatever.
Mm.
That which cannot understand is moha.
Okay. Anyway, it's very hard to see as it is. Very hard. And can I ask another question about, say, sense doors? Say, about seeing chakdwara, yeah? Okay? And there are 17 moments of citta, yeah? Associated with experiencing one single rupa, yeah?
Shall we talk just about the vara first in order to understand Chakudvara? The first question, what is it? In order to really understand it, little by little, what is Chakudvara? Is it a reality?
Yeah, I know. It's supposed to be...
Not supposed.
Okay, let's suppose the experience is supposed to be experiencing of visual object.
It's real. It's a reality. Can it experience anything? The eye?
No.
We are talking about the vara, right? We are talking about the vara. What kind of reality is the vara?
The sixth vara.
What kind of
reality? Well, no, I'm talking about idol.
Yes, is it real?
Suppose.
Otherwise, how
I real? Do you know why I suppose? Because there is so much what I call filtering of caused by mind.
That is thinking about.
Yeah,
many
it's
things.
Thinking. But actual seeing doesn't appear as it is because of fiddling by the mind.
I think that before going to the mind, what about the vara?
Yeah.
It's a reality.
Yeah, so I'm
what
saying it's
type,
supposed
what
to...
What kind of reality?
So citta, cetasika, and rupa?
No.
Why?
Dhoa is rupa only.
Oh, you are here you are talking about specific
just one
moment.
No, I just talk about one reality at a time in order to understand. Like when we talk about door, what is it? Is it real? What kind of...
No, here I'm talking about 17 moments.
John's saying, what is the reality? What is the rupa that is the eye door? In other words, what is it that visible object impinges on?
It has to be a chakvijnana.
It's the rupa that visible object impinges on, I sense, is the dora.
Okay.
So when we talk about the doorway, the eye doorway for those 17 cheetahs, specifically it's referring to I sense rupa.
Okay. So here I'm talking about 70 moments. Doorway. I'm talking about sink or eye doorways. Okay. So it's a 70 moment of rupa.
No, that is not. Yeah, that's a process.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, here talking about 70 moments of rupa, which would be experienced by citta and cetasika. I'm not saying particularly or in a specific manner that one single moment of citta is a doorway or not.
About the citta which experienced rupa through the eye door, conditioned 17 moments of citta because one rupa lasts for 17 moments.
Yeah.
Citta. So how many viti citta of one doorway, eye door? How many moments of viti citta?
What does it mean?
That process.
Yeah, 70 moments.
Yes. I heard a question about how many viti citta. So we have come to think about what is viti citta again in order to really understand the difference between the eye door and the eye processes and the viti citta of that process.
Yeah. So it's too technical for me, so I need help.
So you can think about all the cittas of the process and whether all of them are viti citta or some of them are not.
They are all viti citta. They are not viti vimutti cittas. Oh, here. We have three bhavanga and
citta, starting with
those. So ignore bhavanga citta. Okay. And
that rupa in that doorway are process of the sensor idol.
But also, even bhavanga citta do not experience a particular or given rupa. Yeah? They involve with the process process of experiencing a visual object. Is it not right?
We just talk about the span life of rupa only.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with citta.
Yeah.
No matter citta experiences or not, each citta has only 17 moments lifespan of each rupa.
Yeah.
Each rupa, no matter it's experienced or not.
Yeah.
So we are talking about the process of the
entire process.
And now we come to know what jittas are viti citta and what jittas are not viti citta.
Yeah, ignore the three are viti mutti citta. Yeah, they are not viti citta.
Okay.
Okay.
So when we see
the process in terms of whether given cittas are viti or viti imucitti citta. Okay,
so
that's very clear.
How many viti jittas are there in a process?
17 minus 3.
How many?
So we are talking about viti citta.
How many number?
17 minus 3. 14.
Otherwise, the judge will have to write.
Yeah, 14, 14. Okay. No. No, just a sec. So first three Bhavanga, yeah? And Chakudva. Combating I. No. How do you call it? Combating a visual object. Chakudvara avajana. Avajana. Then actual Chakvinyana, yeah? And seeing, if we say that seeing is performed by which citta or cittas, we have to say that it's by chakku vijnana, yeah? Yeah? And then there are two more vipakas, sampatichana and santirana, yeah? And votapana, yeah? Okay? My question is, don't laugh.
Please say again about each vitishitta of that process.
So three bhavanga. Okay, you know three bhavanga. And chakudvara, avajana, and chakudvara, sampatichana, and santirana, votapana, and chakudvara, and chakvijnana. Okay. It's my converting citta, which convert adverting, okay, to a visual. Yeah.
Okay. Is it vitichitta?
Yeah, it's a vitichitta.
Okay.
Yeah.
One.
And then chakvijnana, yeah?
Two.
Sampatichana, yeah?
Three.
And santirana, yeah? Votapana,
yeah? Five.
And then seven, javana, yeah?
One javana.
Eh?
One javana. Vitichitta. But seven moments.
Oh yeah, seven moments. There are seven moments of cittas. Okay. Javana, yeah? And possibly two tadarambana, yeah? Here my question is, yeah? Chakku vijnana, in the case of idols, yeah? Idol. Chakku vijnana, it itself performs the function of experiencing a visual object, yeah? So when we say in a precise manner in adimatic terms, then seeing is in essence the function of chakku vijnana. Is it true? Yeah?
The only chittas.
But if we say in terms of karma or not, we say it's three moments of vipaka, yeah? So seeing and then sampatichana and santirana, yeah?
Seeing still only one, because even in terms of karma, the other two don't see, even then.
My question. Is there any involvement of so-called mind in this whole process of mind? Because I still remember in your title, you said you're saying that the number has become mind there.
No. It's vipaka followed chavana sometimes, not all the time.
How can you know that?
These moments which take place after votapana, are not mind-related.
What do you mean by mind, and what do you mean by mind-related?
I say this, I'm wondering whether they are mind or mind-related, because
what is mind and what is mind?
Mind-door is to be more sort of specific.
Are you talking about mind-door?
Mind-door, more specific mind-door.
Because we can say
no. We just
That when citta is javana, it has to be through mind-door.
Yeah. Mind-door. It's my idea, because you are sort of defining this whole process 70 moments of process, yeah, the process of 70 moments, in terms of whether they have rupa as their object or not. So in terms of having rupa as object, then you can say that it's a whole process, one single big process of experiencing a visual object. But to be more precise, it's just single moment of citta, yeah? Then my question is, how about other moments, especially jhavana? Is it still a kind of seeing, or why?
You say, to be more precise, one citta sees, but all those cittas in the viti, in the process, including those seven jhavana cittas, they all experience that visible object.
So,
and they all experience the visible object through the eye door. The eye sense is still the means by which they experience the visible object. So nothing to do with mind door at all yet.
Where I have my question.
Yeah.
Because when you think about these cittas in terms of vattu, then it's only chakra which has sense door. Yeah? But others are hadaya vattu.
Only the seeing consciousness arises at the eye sense. All the other cittas in that viti, they all arise at the heart base. But the doorway for all those cittas, the means by which they can experience visible object, is still eye sense. It's still the doorway. So if we're talking about the ayatanas, still, eye sense is the ayatana, the essential means for them to experience the object.
No. You are saying that, no. You are saying that these are all the same process. And this process, in terms of the fact that they experience the same or single visual object. Only in that sense you can say that the whole process is eye-door process.
Sorry, they're eye-door process because they all part of the process that arises at the eye-door.
Then you have to define what eye-door is.
Why was the first question?
No. Then it's not that what to.
Rupa, as we said earlier.
No. No, if we think that manner, and then we think that the actually
doorway and base are not the same.
Yeah.
So the vatu is not the same as the dwara.
But we think that
except in the case of seeing.
If you think that we think that there are these 17 moments of chitta arise here. Yeah, here.
If we do not talk about just one single moment of citta. So, what is the first jhavana through the idol process? What jhavana? Okay. Jhavana means not vipaka, right? Usually. Kusala, akusala. Jhavana. What is its object of the first jhavana?
In the process,
it's still talking about the idol process.
Yeah.
So
idol process.
Yes.
Which jhavana follows bhavanga. Bhavanga somehow determines whether following citta is kusala or akusala.
We're not on the mind door.
Potapana. Potapana.
Again, please.
Yeah. Vatapana determines whether...
Is Vatapana not Pavanga?
Oh, it's not Pavanga. It's with
each other.
Okay. Pavanga somehow determines...
Eh? Is Vatapana Pavanga?
No. Vatapana. Vatapana.
Vatapana is not Pavanga, right?
It's with each other. So
and
it's
what about the Chakutuvara Vajna? Is it Pavanga?
No, it is not.
So... after Vanka Kupacheta has fallen away.
Yeah.
What's there?
Chakundwala.
Vitichitta. The first
Vitichitta. Yeah.
What object does it experience?
Somehow I have to say it's a visual object.
We are talking about Chakku Vinyana Tawara. Chakku Dvara, see?
Yeah.
Just keep on the subject. Chakku Dvara. So the citta, which depends on the chakku as its base or dvara, experience the visible object that hasn't fallen away yet.
Yeah.
So what does the chakku dvara vajana experience?
It has to be rupa, given rupa.
We are talking about the eye, the sense.
Visible object. Yeah.
So what is the object of Chakku Dvara Vachana? The name is Chakku Dvara Vachana.
So what object is which? Well, it has to be a visual object.
Which hasn't fallen away.
Yeah.
It begins from the Atita Puvanka, the first moment of Rupa, and then Apavanka Jalana, Puvanka Pacheta, number again, and Chakku Dvara Vachana.
Yeah.
Still the Rupa is there, not fallen away yet.
Yeah.
So the Chakku Dvara Vachana experience is the object which impinges on the eye base.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what follows?
Chakku Vinyana.
Chakku Vinyana. Mm. What is the object of the Chakku Vinyana? The same object. Mm. Right. Rupa hasn't fallen away.
Yeah.
And what about the next one?
Sampatichana Santirana.
What is its object?
The same thing.
Just Sampatichana, one by one.
Mm.
What is the object of
the same object?
Visual object.
Visual
the same
object.
One which has fallen away.
Yeah.
And the other next.
Santirana.
The same object.
Same object.
And the Votapana.
Votapana. The same
Javana.
Object.
And Javana. The first Javana.
The same object.
The same object.
Yeah.
Seven times.
Yeah.
And then if the Rupa hasn't fallen away yet, it can condition the Tatarampana.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it has fallen away, it cannot be conditioned for the Tatarampana to arise.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
My point is, the 70 moments of chittas, they are grouped together as doorways in the sense that they have single visual object. Yeah?
That which hasn't fallen away.
Yeah. However, if we ignore that fact, then we have a different picture of Javana. Javana, to me, Javana is very difficult to understand because it's either kusala or akusala. Why kusala and akusala takes place in the doorway whose main characteristics is vipaka?
Because seeing is vipaka, the next two chittas are vipaka, and then one kiriya chitta, and then after that, the javana chittas are kusala or akusala, even still in that eye-door process. So you say, even though seeing and the next two chittas are vipaka, you cannot say the characteristic of chittas in the eye-door process is vipaka, because each one you have to look at separately, like the first one, the adverting consciousness, is not vipaka, it's kiriya. Then three vipaka, then one kiriya, and then seven kusala or akusala. So whether the javana chittas arise in the eye-door process or in a mind-door process, kusala or akusala or kiriya in the case of an arahat. So even in that eye-door process, even though the object is still that visible object, attachment can arise even then.
Okay, then think about in the case of arahat. Okay, there is no aksara, and when he is something, he experiences a visual object, and what kind of javana does he have? Kiriya?
Because akusala has been eradicated, no more karma, so no kusala kiriya chitas instead of kosala. So panya can still arise, sobana, chaitasikas can still arise, but not
Kusala, it's kriya, cheetahs. And results of karma.
Still, it's hard to grasp the fact that these javanas are the kusala or aksara, which takes place at the sense doors.
It seems strange.
Very strange. Extremely strange.
What would you like to see?
I'd like to see, or rather I'd like to see that they're separated from the mind doors.
You'd be happier if kusala and akusala didn't arise until the mind door process.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. And question, associated with this one. This, how about vedana? This javana can be... is
about the mind door process.
Okay.
Because the javana has to experience the object which impinges on the eyes, which has fallen away. So how can it be mind door process? Because mind door process cannot perform that function of experience the object which hasn't fallen away.
Yeah. So everything, as far as I understand, everything is determined in terms of the object. So there is a strong assumption that there should be 70 moments of rupa.
It seems to me somehow you're questioning whether, in fact, there are 7 moments of kusara in the sense door process. Based on what?
So it's hard to... Sorry. As far as I understand, these 17 moments of javanaya do not perform, do not produce any results, and they do not have sort of usual karmic power. You say that? They do not, they are just...
They do accumulate.
Do they produce any results?
Kamapata be committed kamapata through the sense door?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Deals result?
Uh-huh.
And can kusala and akusala and arhatas kriya produce... kusala and akusala, can it produce results?
I don't think so.
It is of a particular degree. Like very highly developed panya that's been accumulated, then if it arises in sense door process... It will bring results.
Are you positive?
If panya can arise even in the sense door process, positive.
100%
positive. 100%
positive. Wow!
Otherwise, I wouldn't say it. Yeah.
It's a very wicked.
How many doorways can chavana arise? How many doorways can chavana arise?
Think of a jam sisters.
okay.
Yes, how many doorways can it arise? Certainly. Where can you find that in Tipitaka?
No. Usually, when I read javana, I have immediate idea that javana are the sense doors.
It's not found in anywhere at all, because the object hasn't fallen away yet. So the left must be the object of javana.
Yeah. Then six. Yeah. But javanas which take place at the mind door and those take place at the 5 sense doors, to me, it's totally different.
Tarabana?
Tadarambana, it's okay. It's just hanging.
It arises after javana, the same object.
Yeah, and they are just
vipa. Tarabana means that object.
I do not see much significance in tadarambana.
Can the tarabana experience object through sense though?
Yeah.
Why not javana then? Because it has to follow javana.
No, it's followed by bhavanga, countless moments, to my understanding. It's a countless moment of bhavanga, and then mind door.
As soon as Chavana has fallen away, what follows?
Bhavanga. Tadarambana and Bhavanga.
What the Tadarambana experience?
It's a vipaka. It's experiencing the same object.
As seeing
Sampatichana
and Sandhya.
Exactly. Bhavanga.
It experiences object after Chavana. So Chavana experience what object?
And that, just like we are still at the moment of...
You cannot get away, take away the Chavana out and have the Thalapana. Follow what?
Yeah, so it has to be Javana, same moments of Javana, and possibly two moments of
It's the same
of
object. That is
and
that
the same
object.
Also, the same object. Yeah.
So it has to have the same object as Chavana.
Yeah.
So Tathalapana has visible object as object, right?
Yes,
because
yes.
It has some relay.
Yes.
So the Chavana must have the visible object through what the same object.
I know. It's but you are defining the whole process. Whole process in terms of rupa.
I think Ajahn is saying that because the rupa lasts for that period, or you are suggesting the sense door process could be shorter.
Yeah, shorter. It could be much shorter.
You'd like to see a shorter sense door
exactly.
process.
Exactly.
And at the Javana, or it can end up at the Thalapana, right? So just talk about that which ends at the Thalapana. It means that the object hasn't fallen away, can be conditioned for the Thalapana to arise, to experience that. And the Thalapana arises after Javana. It shares the same object as Javana. So the Thalapana has the visible object as object. So the Javana must have the visible object as the Thalapana through mind to sense the process.
Then there would be, can I say, countless moments of Bhavanga or just a few moments? Countless. We do not know. And then to Bhavanga,
Shows how quickly Kilesa can arise, like ignorance or attachment or aversion, so quickly, even in the idle process. Attachment, ignorance immediately.
Okay, so I'd like to make sure. Then possibly before the following mind door would be preceded by two moments of Bhavanga,
Miracle. The twin.
More moments, but the last two are given names. But many moments of Bhavanga, but the last two are referred to, before the idol process, many Bhavanga cheetahs, but just the last three are given particular names, but actually many.
And then seven moments of Javana, And that seven moments...
Mind door averting consciousness.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Okay, anyway, that seven moments of Javana can function as a kamapata. How can I say that? Okay, good.
So can you say that as long as the rupa hasn't fallen away yet, it's still impinging on the eye sense?
And if the rupa had arisen earlier and is no longer impinging on the eye sense, if it had arisen much earlier, then in that case there wouldn't be the Javana cheetahs or the Tadaramana cheetahs. But if the visible object is still impinging on the eye sense, it hasn't fallen away yet, and seven Javana cheetahs as usual. And if it still hasn't fallen away yet, then one or two Tadaramanas. The Kamapata, there can be Kamapata through six doors, but usually, like in our case, the akusala kama is through the mind door, and kusala kamapata also through the mind door, because that's when understanding is most likely to arise. But so, cannot say so, it cannot be.
So you are firmly saying that seven javanas, which take place each of the five sense doors, can function as a kamapata.
Not any javanas.
Can panya arise with the javana of the sensor? It's in the pitaka.
So how do we see that in fitting into what we heard, that vipassana jnana always arise in the mind door?
In the eye door, for example, the object can only be visible object. So if panya arises, the object must be visible object. In the ear door, only sound heard. So if panya arises, it can only be understanding of sound. So when we're talking about vipassana jnanas, there has to be understanding of all kinds of realities, namas and rupas. Otherwise, how can they be distinguished? And namas can only be the object through the mind door. And if we're talking about visible object as the object of panya, who can tell whether it's through sense door or mind door? Because it can be the object through sense door or the first mind door process that immediately follows. But for sure, there has to be vipassana jnana, there has to be understanding of reality through the mind door, because there has to be understanding of namas, other kinds of realities too.
So when we say that panya, which arises at the sense door, that refers only to the level of panya, which is not the level of vipassana jnana.
So I understand when one's talking about vipassana jnana, one's talking about the rapid understanding of different namas and rupas. And if one is talking about a rupa such as visible object, it can be the object of understanding in mind door or sense door.
So how about vedana? Three types of vedana can arise under sense doors?
Again, you would have to look at each citta. For example, at a moment of seeing, what kind of vedana? Oh, javana, yes. So there can be, like, if it's attachment, pleasant feeling, or indifferent feeling. If it's aversion, unpleasant feeling only. If it's panya, usually pleasant feeling or neutral feeling. Yes, with the javana cittas, yes.
But it's very different from sort of a general picture I draw. Is like we perform aksara or aksara, and if they are strong, they can function as a kamapata. And then we experience these good or bad deeds, yeah, through the sense door, five sense doors.
Just a moment to explain one or two terms to Nam. Do you understand some of these terms like karma and kamapata? Before we get into this, and vedana, and the cittas in a process, all clear? So what is karma and kamapata? For example, now we're looking at tasty food, and I'm sure there are many moments of attachment. So moments of attachment, it's akusala, but is that akusala kamapata, or it's just common, ordinary akusala?
Can you repeat?
So now, when there's attachment, looking at the fruit, so usually in a day after seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting and touching, this attachment is so common. As soon as I look here, there is attachment. As soon as I sip my drink, there's attachment. As soon as I see my friends, there is attachment. But it's not the kind of attachment that causes harm to others. But if that attachment is so strong that I go into someone's room and take something that doesn't belong to me, then it's kamapata that can bring a result. So it's like a course of karma that can lead to results.
So the general picture I draw is like this. So we perform good or bad deeds through the mind door. Then we experience good or bad results caused by these deeds. Yeah? We experience these results through through one of the sense doors. That is a very simple picture I draw. But what you are saying is totally different. Then we it's hard to distinguish the function of mind door and the function of sense doors.
Javana.
Function of javana.
Javana is nama, and that is rupa.
Okay, but anyway, these javanas, if they produce kamik, so the results, yeah,
should be considered clearly is whether panya can arise through the sensor.
Hard to grasp.
How many dhavi can it arise?
I think it's just one. Why is it not?
Can you imagine panya only arising through one doorway? Just to give one example, okay, and then work back here.
Yeah, six too many.
After seeing, why not immediately, after the Vipakachis, why not immediately panya in the case of the Buddha?
Somehow up to Santirana it's okay. But after that, it shouldn't be the function of seeing or hearing.
The example that we were talking about this morning about how one has the habit of one's own thinking, and this is why when one hears the Dharma it's so hard, because one gets used to thinking a certain way. So then when one hears something which is contrary to one's usual way of thinking, that takes a lot of considering, like getting used to the taste of coffee. It's the same, getting used to another way of approach, of realizing that maybe one's own way of thinking is not correct, and that the javana cittas, no matter which doorway, can be kusala or akusala.
Be a nasty question. How can you develop javana? How can develop wholesomeness, even up to the level of arahat, yeah? Develop that kind of wholesome accumulation or disease, which take place at the sense doors. Develop sort of good deeds and bad deeds, and a good mind and bad mind, but at the sense doors.
Because when panya develops, it has the strength to overcome all those unwholesome tendencies. That's its function.
About what? Upa, nisya, kojara, sambacanya.
The power of panya.
And for me, I don't mind at all what doorway panya develops. I don't think about, oh, it would be nice if it's this doorway or that doorway or anything, but by considering and reflecting on dharmas and beginning to develop understanding of dharmas, then understanding develops. That's all. No need to think about when or how much or which doorway or anything like that. Just reflecting and considering and what is right, that's enough.
Oh, lots of things which bother me when I study sort of Abhidhamma, even the basics of Abhidhamma. There are many things which I cannot agree.
So that shows that there's a particular view on those things already, even before you've studied about them. Yeah.
Everything has to be sort of clear and simple, and I draw pictures. Without pictures, I cannot learn anything. And each of these details, I cannot grasp.
I hear something which is different from my understanding, or I realize my understanding is not correct. It doesn't bother me at all, because I'm so used to it. It's like there's going to be so much more and more and more. Oh, it's not what I thought, or this is different, or oh, I had a misunderstanding about Tadaramana, or Hasitupata, or process, or Viti, or something. Because we know it's so deep and so subtle, and so there's going to be much, much more ignorance revealed, and more and more misunderstandings. So actually when something is made clearer and I realize, oh, that was the wrong way, I kind of feel happy. I'm glad it's...
And also because all the details about the citta, the processes, are so beyond whatever we can think about. So I think it's more like we can only rely on the text to know about it, but cannot figure out by ourselves.
In a book, you said that karma can produce it result in the five sensa and the maida. About the maida, how can it produce the results of the karma? Because as I understand that in the maida, after some pavanga citta is the kusala and akusala is related to the accumulation.
About the mind or process, like for Tadao, his problem or difficulty was he was saying, how can panya arise in the idle process? And your question sounds like, how can panya arise in the mind or process? Usually panya arises in the mind or process, like now when we're reflecting on dharmas, panya is arising in mind or processes, and panya is kusala karma that can bring results. Oh, result, vipaka cittas in the mind, or just the one or two tadaramana cittas may arise.
Yeah. Amaga citta, pala citta.
Ramana's only in the first process in the mind, or because it's the visible object or the sense object that's still the object.
Lock.
Quiz time.
Review.
Okay.
Review.
Yes. Now. Okay.
I don't understand much.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Okay, question one. We talk about seeing and other cheetahs experiencing visible object through the eye door. What is the eye door?
Eye sense.
Eye door is eye sense. Question two. Is eye sense a citta seeker, or a rupa?
Eye sense?
Yes.
According to my understand, eye sense is rupa.
Rupa. And which arises first, eye sense or seeing consciousness?
Seeing consciousness? No.
In order for the seeing consciousness to arise, already the visible object that is seen must have arisen, and the eye sense must have already arisen. So they are the conditions for seeing. So if there's no eye sense, there cannot be seeing. Without seeing, there can still be visible object. There can still be eye sense, but there cannot be seeing without eye sense.
Okay.
What are the cheetahs that arise in deep sleep or in between different processes? So before there are the cheetahs like seeing consciousness which experience the visible object, what kind of cheetahs arise?
What kind of cheetah in deep sleep?
Yes. Bhavanga cheetahs. So before the idle process, there are many bhavanga cheetahs. And then there is the, when the visible object has touched the eye sense, there is the averting to the visible object. So we call this the eye door averting consciousness, because it approaches the visible object, or it attends to the visible object. It adverts to the visible object. And then seeing arises. What does seeing experience? What does it see?
Visual object.
And the adverting consciousness that arose before the seeing, what does it experience?
Adverting.
It doesn't help.
I don't know.
Okay, so there are many cittas in the eye-door process, and each one experiences visible object, but in a different way. So the adverting consciousness just averts to the visible object, but it doesn't see it. And then the seeing consciousness sees it. And the seeing consciousness, is it kusala, akusala, or vipaka citta?
Averting consciousness?
No, seeing consciousness.
Consciousness.
We leave the kriya cittas. The seeing, is it kusala, akusala, or vipaka?
What is vipaka?
Vipaka means the result of karma. So is seeing consciousness good, bad, or the result of karma?
I think that seeing consciousness is not kusala or akusala.
Correct. It's the result of karma. So the result of karma we call vipaka. Mm-hmm. Vipaka citta. And after the seeing, there are two more cittas which are also vipaka, result of karma. They don't see the visible object, but they experience it. And then there is one more citta we won't talk about now. And then there are seven kusala or akusala cittas. So what is the object of these kusala or akusala cittas? We're still talking about the eye-door process. So these seven kusala or akusala cittas, what do they experience?
Still that visible object?
Still that visible object. So can you give me an example of a kusala citta that could experience visible object?
Akusala visible object?
Yeah, kusala or akusala. We talked about one kind of kusala citta, kusala with understanding, with panya, that experiences visible object. And can you give me an example of an akusala citta that experiences visible object?
Like when I see tasty food, I feel tasty food.
Tasty food, yeah. So attachment.
Yeah.
So there could be citta with attachment, which immediately is attached to that visible object.
Yeah.
Even though we haven't thought about it, even though there's no idea about tasty food, it's just that which is seen, but attachment immediately. Or dosa, like maybe some loud thunder, and instantly, even though we have no idea what it is, maybe dosa arises immediately with unpleasant feeling, even though it's still the visible object that's experienced. So this is what we're talking about, how there are many cittas that experience a visible object, because the rupas last for 17 times as long as citta. So many different cittas can experience the visible object. And then after all these cittas have experienced the visible object, then more bhavanga cittas, which you told me are like the deep sleep ones, and then mind door process. So this is what we're talking about, the details.
Yeah.
Is it interesting or very confusing?
Interesting.
It's interesting. It's very intricate. It's really just to show that actually...
It's very subtle.
Very subtle. No one are there, just different cittas arising at each moment, performing their function, falling away. So everything that occurs in life, everything that happens, is because of citta, cetasika, and rupa.
Yeah.
Quite extraordinary, really.
Yeah.
Last question. It's about awareness of the mind door. Awareness of mind door. For me, being aware of sort of five sense doors, it seems to be not too difficult, okay? However, if somebody said that mind door should be included as the object of awareness, it's so hard. How can we be developing? No, this is, no, I know that it's not method, but how can be sort of wise to become becoming a good aware of the mind door?
Do you mean the mind door itself, or do you mean javanajitas arising through the mind door?
I'm not saying any details, just how can be aware of the mind door. Thinking. Okay, I think there are two types of thinking. One is thinking about thinking involving with sense object, a sensuous object, rupa. Yeah. The other one is pure javana, which takes place at the mind. Or it's so difficult to become aware of these javanas.
Mind is from the very beginning. So what is mind? See, we cannot go on without understanding from the very, very beginning. So we have to begin from what is mind. No, I don't mean how, when it starts. What is mind?
What is the reality?
Thinking. Well, all right.
No. That's why I asked you whether you were referring to the mind door itself or jitters arising through the mind door. They're in the process because they're different. So in the sense door, we said that the sense door is the, in the case of the eye, is the jakupasara rupa. So what is the mind door? What reality is the mind door?
Oh, you are saying in particular chitta.
When you said, it's quite easy to be aware of the sense doors, but actually we've said that the sense doors are actually eye sense, ear sense. So is it easy? No. Actually, you mean something different. So maybe you mean the sense objects. So I'm just saying it's a little bit confusing. That's why Ajahn's asking you to specify exactly.
I'm not saying, I'm asking my questions in terms of this specific moment of chitta. It has to be either sampatthicana, sampirana, or bodhavana, which is regarded as doors, which is door, which one?
For the sense doors, eye sense, ear sense, and so on are the doorways. And if we're talking about the mind door, it is the citta, the nama, the last the bhavanga citta arises before that, the last bhavanga citta before the mind door, averting, just the last one. So when you're talking about being aware of mind door.
I'm saying that I'm not confident about becoming aware of what takes place and so-called other mind door process.
Well, like attachment, you mean?
Yeah.
Awareness of attachment?
No, that is chitta-chitta, actual and sort of chitta.
Well, thinking. Why is awareness of attachment doesn't count as...
These chaitasikas, they are rather easy. Attachment and those...
But they arise in the mind door?
Yeah.
So...
They are easy. But I'm talking about actual sort of chitta which are associated with the chaitasikas.
It couldn't be clear if we do not study word by word. Now, the question is about mind or what? To be
about,
aware
okay,
of?
I will put it in a very vague term. I'd like to know what thinking is.
Okay. It's moment of not seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Why not?
Because it is five sense to us. Javana take.
We don't talk about sense.
We can regard that as type of thinking.
Okay, can seeing think?
No.
Can hearing think?
No.
Can smelling think?
But the process which take immediately after this experience can think.
Referring to the javana jittas, exactly. In the sense door process, but for every sense door process, we are told there are multiple mind door processes afterwards.
Afterwards?
Yes.
After the 17 moments of the sensuous
output. Right. So if there's thinking, the thinking that we are familiar with, that couldn't all happen in just a single sense door process, could it?
Javana can.
But there's only seven.
Javana can. If Panya arrives at Javana at the senses door, why thinking doesn't, is not accompanied with that Panya?
What about when there's thinking not about a sense door object, but thinking about a story?
No, there's no story yet. It's because is really.
Forget about thinking about sense door object. What about when you think about what I did yesterday or what I'm going to do tomorrow? Yeah. That's mind door.
Okay.
Thinking, yes. So are you saying that you can't conceive how there could be awareness of that thinking?
I'm not saying that I cannot. I'm saying it's very hard to become of these so-called thinking.
Isha? What is Isha, for example?
If I try to... No. If there's so-called awareness of sort of thinking, then thinking disappears.
Thinking doesn't disappear.
Yeah.
So it's all the time.
It's sort of not awareness. It's sort of a kind of thinking which thinks about thinking.
Yeah, trying to catch thinking can be difficult, but... That's not awareness.
Yeah, I know that. Mm. So I'm asking, how can one develop awareness of the so-called mind or thinking?
I'm sorry. To make it more clear, that in the mind or process, we have a citta and a rupa that we call that it's mind or, and that there is object. That is the concept, something that the like in the sanya is appear in the mind door and is with the object of the concept in the past or something. There is three things appear.
To one word pan again. But now we are talking about how can I be aware of thinking, right? Is that your question? That is not Dhamma.
I know.
It's you. It's self.
I know. I know that.
So when it's not Dhamma, you think that you can do?
I'm presenting my question in a very vague term. Very sort of...
Reality comes from condition.
Yeah.
Without condition, no matter you try so hard.
I never try hard. I never...
But because the question is how?
Because I'm quite... aware of the fact that being aware of mind is so
hard. What is
so
better, to understand reality or try to be aware of?
No, I never try to have.
Okay, just understand Dhamma.
Yeah.
That all are anatta.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So nobody can do.
I know that.
So there must be Upanisaya Kojara. Upanisaya Kojara. Without Upanisaya Kojara, it's impossible. So what is Upanisaya Kojara again? The interest which sees the value of the words of the Buddha, only the word of the Buddha, can bring about understanding of everything right now. Each word should be considered very carefully, because who is he and who am I and who we are.
even with that one, it's not easy at all, is what I'm saying.
Is there thinking now?
Yeah, lots of thinking.
Right.
You answer, you know, the thinking. No yes. way, no other way.
Yes. And if we forget about mind door and sense door, but is there any reason why their awareness, if it's developed, could not know the characteristic of that moment?
Yeah, they should.
So where is the difficulty?
Difficulty is thinking.
The difficulty is thinking that the mind door must be so difficult. Thinking must be difficult to know.
Say, if I do statistics, and then I saw there are lots of moments of sati at the one of these doorways, or which doorways, but hardly any satis at the mind door, is what I'm saying.
Does that matter?
It bothers me.
So you
because
basically
the thinking blinds me. It blinds me. Okay, it blinds me. I can't see things.
What you're saying is you have a lot of more awareness of sense door objects than thinking.
I know.
It's not the teachings of the Buddha.
And I know there are lots of selves, but I can help. I do my best.
But clearly they are different,
aren't they? I never try to get rid of anatta.
Clearly they are different, right?
The
objects experience through the sense door and the thinking couldn't be more different, could they?
So what's the purpose of studying or hearing the teachings? As anatta.
Yeah, I know. But it's so difficult. My point is that thinking blinds us. Thinking, to me, is
ignorance.
Ignorance. Yeah.
But other mental factors that arise with the thinking can blind us. Yes. But I think earlier you said that the mental factors weren't a problem. Attachment.
Oh, these things are much easier to sort of experience. You see us there. It's not my attachment. It's not my anger. They are very sort of easy. But seeing things, thinking as thinking, it's not my thinking. It's not easy.
There is thinking all the time, but no one knows it because one has to listen to the teachings enough.
Seeing a seeing. Just the reality which sees, not my seeing.
Okay.
Hearing, thinking.
Thinking.
And in terms of thinking, actually, the two kinds of ways to answer. We're used to, like with memory, we have a conventional idea of what thinking is. We think of thinking as just when there is the experiencing of concepts or ideas. But another way is if we're talking about different mental factors like vitaka. So only when there is no seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting and touching is there no vitaka, no this reality, which is kind of a key factor in thinking.
They are just chitta seekers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm more concerned with chitta.
Yes.
If you say,
but without this,
if you say
without
sanya,
this, without sanya and
sanya,
without vitaka, no thinking.
Defined as marking. But sanya has different aspects or assets. Because we say sanya as marking or as function of memorizing or remembering. Yeah? And to my understanding, marking involves with realities. Sanya is very unique in the sense that it performs so much functions. So it needs other chetasikas, especially vitaka and vichara. And they involve, when they involve the vitaka and vichara, the object is concept.
What about the vipaka chittas immediately after seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting and touching?
It's nimitta.
We're talking about visible object in the idol process. Visible object is the, you told us, is the object of all those vichitas.
Okay.
So after seeing or arises
is experienced by 70 moments of citta,
yes.
And then there would be bhavanga. If I simplify the picture, yeah, then there was moments of bhavanga, and then there would be a mind or process which has a vinimitta as the object. After that process, then mind will take place which has concept as the object.
So when does vitakka arise? Does it arise in the idol process?
Vitakka vichara are very universal. It's chetasik as they should.
So after, except for seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching.
I'm saying, especially sanya perform its function for remembering or memorizing vitakka vichara are very important.
Okay.